MyMac.com podcast number 36.
The next generation of radio. It's the MyMac.com podcast. Podcasting from the MyMac.com studios, it's your hosts, Tim Robertson and Chad Perry.
I'm Tim Robertson.
And I'm Chad Perry.
And welcome to another edition of the MyMac.com podcast. This will be 36 in the bag.
Indeed.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we do have sponsors in our podcast, and we do have other segments in our podcast, so the entire thing just isn't Chad and I rambling along for hours on end.
Although at the start it was.
Yeah.
And we did kind of ramble on for hours
we
on
sure
end.
We sure did. But, well, actually, at the
half
very,
hour on end.
At the very start, it was just me, and a lot of it was this. You know, it's not an easy thing to record yourself by yourself.
Yeah.
And I have proof of that. Because Guy Searle, in all his wisdom, thought it would be funny to send me some outtakes of him recording his dashboard minute this week.
Oh, really?
Just so I could see
yeah.
and listen to, you know, how difficult that is for him sometimes, and everybody when you're recording, especially
yeah.
if you're reading it. Your starts and your stops, and you're like, oh, man, that was bad. So not only are we going to get the dashboard minute, we're going to get outtakes.
Sweet.
So we'll listen to that a little later, too. And, of course, we have
Not Mac
News.
Yep.
And that's our bud. That's Chris, man. And we'll get to that a little bit later, and we'll talk about our sponsors. But we've got a lot of Mac News. Well, not a lot, but enough.
Yeah, some good news. I think things that people were expecting. I
yep.
think right off the top is...
Well, let's tell them about what our feature is going to be.
All right.
Spotlight.
Yeah, the focus segment for this episode 36, is going to be on the Mac Mini.
We promised to do that a little over a month ago now.
Right.
And we said we would definitely have a show where we focus on the Mac Mini, and we're going to do that in this show. We're going to talk about some cool gear that you can get in addition to the Mac Mini to make it even cooler.
Yep.
But yet, there's something even better.
Do we have another giveaway?
We're going to do a contest again this
Excellent.
Week.
Excellent.
It's been a couple weeks since we've
yeah.
done a contest, so I think it's time, and I want to give something away that has something to do with our focus segment, so we're going to give away a very cool product.
Yep.
But you got to listen to the whole show, because after our focus segment, we'll do the contest, and this time we're not going to make you answer an obscure question or make you dig through the internet to find an answer. All you have to do is send an email to contest@mymac.com no later than Tuesday. What is next Tuesday?
Tuesday is the...
The
2nd.
August 2nd already?
August 2nd.
Wow.
Tuesday, August 2nd.
So, Tuesday, August 2nd is the last day we'll accept email contest entries for this contest. But we'll get into the contest after the focus segment. Let's get into the news from...
MacMinute.com, where you can get your up-to-the-date Mac news.
In 1 minute. Go ahead, you can read the first one.
All right, the first one, Apple revs Mac Mini with new features and, of course, more RAM.
Yay!
Apple today announced enhancements to its Mac Mini line with a 512 megabyte of memory standard in every model, which is about time, and prices starting at $499. The Mac Mini also features built-in wireless networking with AirPort Extreme and Bluetooth starting at $599, and the ability to burn DVDs with a SuperDrive for $699. The Mac Mini lineup includes three models, 1.25 GHz Mac Mini, 1.42 GHz Mac Mini, and the new 1.42 GHz Mac Mini with a SuperDrive.
So you have three choices, and $499, $599, and $699. Honestly, if you're going to buy a Mac Mini, spend the $699. It really is worth an extra $200 to get wireless networking. That's both mm-hmm. Bluetooth and 802.11b
yeah.
or I don't know whatever it is at this point. I lose track. So if you have a wireless network, you definitely want to have a Mac Mini that will communicate on your network wirelessly.
Yep.
And plus you get a SuperDrive, and really that's a huge thing. For between the $599 and $699, the only difference is a SuperDrive,
mm-hmm.
and it is so worth having a SuperDrive.
Yep.
You have a SuperDrive, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, nowadays, you work on some video projects, and you want to make an archive, not just of your final product, but the actual raw footage and stuff, mm-hmm. you can't burn that to CD.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, we're talking probably 4 or 5 years ago, I did a video project for my old company. And it was very extensive, and it wasn't all footage from the video camera, so I couldn't just go back to the tape. I literally created files and graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole thing came in like at 20 gigabytes. Mm-hmm. Well, at the time, I didn't have a super drive in that particular machine to back it up, so I had to put it on CD. Mm-hmm. What a nightmare. It took hours and hours and days to put all that on CD. Did you know a CD can only hold a maximum of 700 megabytes? Yeah. Some of them 650, but most of them now 700 megabytes. Yeah. Wow, that took a long time to to arc. And, you know, I literally had to create folders with no more than 700 megabytes and just basically put stuff wherever I could fit it. Mm-hmm. It was a nightmare. So, yeah, it's about time Apple comes out with the 512 megabyte standard on the Mac Mini.
Yeah, which I know we've all been beating
we've harped on that. With, yeah, we've harped on the 256 megs for a long time, yeah. So... Congrats to Apple, or not congrats, I don't want to say that.
Thank you, Apple.
Thank you. Kudos, I guess. Apple rolls out new iBooks. Apple enhances iBook G4 line for consumers and educated customers, with faster PowerPC G4 processors running up to 1.42 gigahertz. So it's about the same speed as the minis.
Right.
512 megabytes memory across the line.
Just like the minis.
Yep. Higher performance graphics with built-in AirPort Extreme and Bluetooth wireless connectivity. This is all sounding kind of familiar to me.
Yeah.
The new iBooks feature two patent-pending Apple technologies made popular in the PowerBook G4 line, the scrolling trackpad and the sudden motion sensor, with prices starting at $999. The sudden motion sensor, basically, it senses if it's going down if you drop it. And it stops spinning the hard drive when it mm-hmm. does that, so it doesn't damage it.
Yeah.
Although I think if you drop your iBook, you're probably going to have more problems than just a hard drive going bad. But at least you could pull the hard drive out and rescue your data.
Although they are pretty darn durable, since we tore one apart and it still worked.
Yeah, yeah. See, Atari Mac.
Yeah.
I've actually dropped my PowerBook G4. I've got the, mm-hmm. what is it? I think it's just 1 gigahertz, but it might be 1.2 gigahertz. I forget mm-hmm. now. And I dropped it from about 2 feet, and it made a little scratch and a little ding in it, but there's no problem with it. It still works great. And, of course, it was my own fault. I hit it with my foot, and I was like, you're stupid.
Remember a couple of years back when you had the smoking Mac?
The smoking Mac.
The one that was posted on your website. That guy had a Mac that survived an apartment fire.
Oh, yes.
And he still had a picture of it. It was booting up. The screen was
glazed
with smoke.
I don't want to say which, an Apple reseller sent it to us. It wasn't mm-hmm. Small Dog, but someone at a Mac reseller, Mac specialty shop, sent that to me for posting mm-hmm. because he couldn't post it on the company website because it was a customer's computer.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to have credit because he didn't want to get in trouble, mm-hmm. but he did want that out there on the internet. So if I remember, I'll put a link to that in the show notes. It's been so long. It was. I think they said it was in the oven. Something about it was in the oven and someone forgot and they turned it on and it half melted it or something and then they pulled it out and it still worked.
Was it? I thought it was an apartment fire because it was pretty beat up.
I have to look it up. Yeah. What's the next one?
Apple releases iPhoto 5.0.4. Apple today released iPhoto 5.0.4, the latest update to its popular digital photo organization software. According to the release notes, this update addresses an issue with browsing photos that have been auto-rotated by a camera. Apple says this update is recommended for all customers using iPhoto.
You know, my camera will auto-rotate as well. If I take a picture, when I look at it on my mm-hmm. display, it's the correct way. I don't have to tilt the camera one way or another. So I didn't see any problem with 503 of iPhoto that was a problem, but I guess some people did. So
yeah,
it's nice. You know, iPhoto 5.0.3. It seems like that just came out, didn't it? I mean, it was not very long ago.
Yeah.
So here's another update, and it just goes to show you a lot of people are harp on Apple. Oh, they release stuff all the time. Well, I personally think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
When they find bugs, guess what, Skippy? They correct them. Hey, heaven forbid.
Yeah.
You know.
And when's your next iteration of Windows coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one I've got is Maxoff makes Halo demo available. Maxoff has released a downloadable demo of Halo. its epic adventure game, reports Mac Central. The demo version gives players a taste of both the single and multiplayer gameplay, with some limited vehicle combat, notes the report. The single-player campaign level included is called the Silent Cartographer, while the multiplayer map is called Blood Gulch and supports up to 16 human opponents. The demo version is Mac to Mac only, and you can't save your progress. The Halo demo requires macOS X 10.2.8 or later, and weighs in at 122 megabytes. Have you downloaded it yet?
No.
No? Do you have Halo for Mac?
No, I know you beta tested it, didn't you?
No, I didn't beta test Halo. They sent me... Did they?
Or did they send you a review copy?
No, the way they sent me a review copy, I did a review of it.
Yeah.
I don't think I beta tested it for them, though. I know I have beta tested some Blizzard software in the past. I had StarCraft for Mac a year before it came out. And I posted screenshots and an early look, and this was, I don't know, probably 97, 98. Mm-hmm. And I have got inundated with email for months and months because people were dying to get their hands on StarCraft. StarCraft, for those who don't remember or are new to computers, was basically Warcraft, but in space.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I played it today.
and all I could do was sit and weep as I watched it.
And
play.
I couldn't install it on another computer.
Right.
There was a serial number that reported to their website, so you could not install it on another computer. I loved StarCraft. It was one of my favorite. It's still one of my favorite all-time games. And but Halo, I have Halo for both Mac and the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to you, I have Halo 2 for the Xbox. That was my Christmas present last year. Don't think I've forgotten that.
I know.
You got me the special edition. I still remember. And Halo is a great game. It's very addictive. So if you haven't experienced Halo on the Mac yet, or you don't have an Xbox, you know, 122 megabytes, you're going to need a broadband connection.
Yeah.
And you're going to need a broadband connection if you're going to play online anyways.
Yeah.
But you know what? Go go download it if you can. It's
a great game. It's really one of the best first-person shooters. Yeah.
It is. We've
And the head-to-head play is just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. We've played at my house. Remember when we took it over to Tad Sheeler's house?
Yeah.
And we kind of rotated, and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun game. Definitely worth a look. 122 megabytes worth the download.
Yep. So. Next, GarageBand 2.02 update released. Apple has released GarageBand 2.02, an update to the company's popular music creation software.
Slow down!
Software.
You are going too fast. I can't understand what you were saying.
Apple says the update addresses issues with time signature handling, Apple Loops authoring, locking tracks, and improves compatibility with Mac OS X Tiger.
Yeah, how about releasing an update where we can record longer than like 33 and a half minutes? That would be nice.
That would be nice. But we're using it right now. This is 2.02, and I haven't noticed any difference myself. But.
No, and a lot of people ask, I get email, what do you use to record? And we record in GarageBand, and when we get to that magical 34-minute mark or so, we stop, launch a new GarageBand session, and keep going. And then I put them together in QuickTime Pro. But, yeah, I guess it's an improved compatibility. I didn't see any problems before, so if it made it better, that's great. It didn't seem very bad to me to begin with.
Yep.
And last thing is Yahoo acquires Confabulator. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically, Confabulator was a software title for both Mac and Windows that used these little programs called widgets. And of course, Apple came out with Tiger, and it has widgets built in and widget support. But they are really two different technologies. And I really thought once Tiger came out, Tiger would basically, and Apple in particular, would kill off Confabulator.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't on the PC side, but
I didn't see the Mac side would go away. It would be dead.
Yeah. And it really didn't. And now that Yahoo's acquired it, maybe Yahoo would take Confabulator to the next level, keep it compatible with both Macs and Windows, and make a better product. You know, I say, hey, if they can make a better product than Apple's widgets, go for it.
Yep.
Make it better. I'll use that. Mm-hmm. You know, just because I'm an Apple supporter doesn't mean I'll use an Apple product over another competing product that's better.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm sure that the infusion of cash from Yahoo is going to make development, you know, easier and a lot better. So that's the news items we had today. We're actually running kind of ahead a little bit.
Yeah, so we want to cut to commercial real quick.
Well, let's go ahead and cut to a commercial, and we'll come back with a Not Mac News with Chris Siebold.
Is there a dinosaur in your life? A big, slow computer that eats up space? Remember what happened to the dinosaurs? They all got sick with viruses and worms. Dump the dinosaur and get a Mac. The Mac Mini is fast, nimble, no bigger than a lunchbox, and you can go wireless without a phone jack in sight. Macs aren't immune from viruses, but they are much less likely to catch them. Find out why at Small Dog Electronics, in Waitsfield and on the web at smalldog.com.
And now, Not Mac News with Chris Siebold.
Microsoft has officially named the next version of their ubiquitous operating system, Windows Vista. Not Mac News has learned that the name Vista was chosen precisely because of its lameness. After all, lame version names are working out quite well for Apple. Other choices considered were Windows, One for the Wallet, and OS X Service Pack 1. In unrelated news, the video iPod is nearly a reality. Not Mac News has learned that the device is set to be released at some undefined point in the future. The video iPod will come preloaded with The Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult and a clip from Saturday Night Live. The device will be known as the iWalkin. Not Mac News. Harmful if swallowed. Should accidental ingestion occur, drink copious amounts of beer. Keep out of the reach of children at all times. I'm out of here.
And I'm back.
I'm... You're who? You're Bat? Batman?
Back. I'm back. We're back.
We're back. Thanks, Chris Siebold, for the Not Mac News. Lighten up the mood around here occasionally.
Yep.
I love the stuff that he comes up with. I hoped his walk-in wasn't too obscure for a lot of people. I think that was more aimed at me.
Yeah.
Because we've had this discussion about cowbells in the past, chatting on AIM or iChat. So.
Yeah.
If you don't know what he's talking about when it comes to...
I walk in.
Well, what can I say? It's funny. we're going to do... Let's see. Yeah, let's go ahead and do the Mac Minute... Or the...
Dashboard Minute with Guy Searle.
Yeah, let's do that now. And then I got something special right after that. So
okay.
Let's listen to Guy.
You're listening to the Dashboard Minute, exclusively on the MyMac.com podcast.
Hit it! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi everyone, I'm Guy Searle and welcome to the Dashboard Minute. In dashboard-related news, Mesa Dynamics has a program that allows Mac users in either 10.3 Panther or 10.4 Tiger to use widgets out of the dashboard environment. It's called Amnesty and it's a separate application apart from Dashboard. Launching the application puts an icon in the Finder's menu bar that represents a butterfly. A drop-down menu appears that lists every widget in your typical dashboard libraries in Tiger. Scroll down to the widget you want to use and it appears on your desktop. Control or right-clicking the Open widget opens a contextual drop-down menu with a quick command. Be advised that not all widgets work well with Amnesty. Some widgets that use Macromedia's Flash environment won't allow the user to exit the widget even if you quit the Amnesty program. The next time you start it, the widget reappears. That aside, this is the best way I've seen so far for Panther users or for those who wish to use widgets out of Dashboard to do so. To find the Amnesty program, go to the Mesa Dynamics website at mesadynamics.com. It can also be found at version tracker or at macupdate.com. It comes with a 30-day free trial and costs $19.95 for a single-user license through PayPal. Now I'm going to reluctantly talk about widgets. Why the lack of enthusiasm? You'll know why after I talk about this first one. Anyone who's been around the Macintosh world for a while will probably be aware of freeware software. They started out as a shareware company many years ago and have since become one of the better-known independent Mac and PC game makers. Besides software featuring smart aleck monkeys, they also have an application in the loosest sense of the word, featuring a big round yellow head that sings Christmas carols and love songs. In Spanish. Badly. Little round yellow head's name is Jared, and there's no note he can't miss and no tempo he can't destroy. He's been a sad staple of the Mac community for a long time and always free. Mostly because even Freeverse can't bear to charge for this intent bringing down some kind of cosmic retribution on themselves. Now they've committed an additional act of horror by releasing him in widget form. Show what kind of man you are by going to freeverse.com/Jared and download him on purpose. May whatever deity you subscribe to have mercy on my soul for recommending this. On the more serious side, a widget created by the people at Longfingers called Worldview shows you that while the world may be getting smaller, there is still plenty to learn. What this widget does is allow you to select a country via a drop-down menu, and it will tell you the country's name, capital city, continent it's located on, and general longitude and latitude. Other information is available via four small buttons at the top of the widget. These include a plus-minus button for either a detailed or clean map, a looking glass button to bring up a search feature with the ability to search based on the country's name or capital city, a camera button that brings up pictures of the country currently being viewed, and a random button that calls up a country at the program's discretion that looks like a question mark. This is a very slick little package at only a 284K download. Highly recommended. You can find it at longfingers.com/worldview or at either versiontracker or macupdate.com. As always, if you have a comment or suggestion for the Dashboard Minute, or if you would like me to review your widget, send me email to dbminute@gmail.com. That's it for this week. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Dashboard Minute.
Yeah, thanks to Guy Searle for the Dashboard Minute. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the program how he may have made a huge mistake by sending me a little 1 minute, little over a minute file. Well, I can see how big this is here. A minute, 22 seconds. Kind of outtakes.
Yeah.
And he had emailed me when he first started the Dashboard Minute. He tried to do it without reading. He just basically talked.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do.
Right.
The only thing that we really read, we make little cheat notes, you know,
sure.
Stuff we're going to talk about, but we don't script the whole show. We just, you know, sit down and start yakking.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think, oh, that's pretty simple. I mean, you just talk.
Yeah.
And yes and no. Yes, it's simple for us because we're talking to each other, even though we're recording it. But a lot of times it feels like we're just talking to each other. It doesn't
right.
feel like we're recording a show that thousands and thousands of people are going to listen to.
Yeah, as you do this more and more, you become less aware of the microphones.
Yeah.
And I think that was the biggest problem when we first started this show. Even doing it together was you were so aware of the microphones and the recording. And
it's right there.
Yeah.
And every little flub that you make, you're like, oh, let's go back and do that little part over. But then after a while, you're like, eh, flubs or not, that's good.
Yeah.
You know? And it makes it more human when you can just keep going, you know,
mm-hmm.
work through the mispronunciation and stuff like that.
But in case you are wondering
how difficult this is.
Yeah. And how people like Chris Siebel and Guy Searle put the polish on their segments that they provide us.
They script theirs out, obviously, because
right.
it number one, it's smaller segments. And it's very specific what they're talking about. It's
mm-hmm.
not conversation. It's reading a script to get across the information that they want to provide.
But that doesn't mean they don't run into problems when they do it.
Speaking of which, let's listen to a minute, 22 seconds of what you just heard, Guy Searle's Dashboard Minute. Here's some outtakes for you. And all apologies ahead of time to Guy.
To find the Amnesty program, go to the Mesa Dynamics website at Mesa Dynamics. Let's start that again. To find the Amnesty... Take three. To find the Amnesty program, go to Mesa Dynamics B. Try it again. Take 4. To find the Amnesty program, go to the Mesa Dynamics website at mesadynamics, that's MESADYNAMICS.com. It can also be found at versiontracker.com or macupdate.com. It comes with a 30-day free trial and costs $19.95 for a single user license through PayPal. Now I'm going to reluctantly tell... Damn it. Okay, take 2. 1, 2. And it will tell you the country's name, capital city, continent it's located on, and general longitude and latitude. God, that sounds stupid. What the hell am I talking about? Capital city, continent it's located on, and general longitude and latitude. Other information is available... I can't do this today.
And thanks, Guy, for letting us use that in the podcast, even if you didn't give your tacit permission. Yeah. But I can't do this today.
I can't do it today. I love it. That's great. Let's get into the focus segment. The focus, again, is...
on the Mac Mini.
And we're going to look at accessories that's... You know, if you've already got a Mac Mini and you haven't bought anything else for it yet, maybe this will give you some ideas. If you're a Windows user listening to this podcast, and I know that for a fact that there are some, and you're thinking, maybe I ought to pick up a Mac Mini. I mean, it's the best deal is $699 for one. Yep. You know, you get the wireless, you get the SuperDrive. And I should say, for those Windows users who think keep hearing SuperDrive, what the heck is SuperDrive? It basically means you can... burn a CD, and of course listen to a CD. Yep. You can watch a DVD, and you can also burn a DVD. Thus, SuperDrive.
Yep.
So we went out and we checked the web, and we found some cool stuff for your Mac Mini. Now, we're not going to recommend these per se, because honestly, neither Chad nor I, other than one product, we haven't used any of these. So
correct.
I can't tell you if it's good, I can't tell you if it's bad.
Yeah.
But this is kind of maybe advertisement, if you will. You know, this is what we found. Here's the prices. Here's where you find more information. Buyer beware. I can't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say these are great products because I haven't used them, with the exception of one, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
So the first thing we have...
Go ahead. ...is the Apple Bluetooth wireless keyboard and mouse.
Now, those are $59.95 each. And, of course, that wireless means... there's no wire going from your keyboard or your mouse to your Mac Mini.
Yep.
And trust me when I say that's going to be a huge space saver on your desktop.
Yes.
Especially if you already have a PC with a keyboard and a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to hook this one up too. There's other solutions, obviously, but wireless is the way to go.
Yeah, and with Mac Mini... if you want to keep your desktop looking clean, and with a Mini you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so less wires
yeah.
involved. And if you're cutting out 2 more wires, really the most conspicuous wires on your desk, because, I mean, if you've got a... unless you've got a tray that pulls out that kind of hides your... your, and then they probably dangle down by your feet anyways,
yep.
when you put your feet far enough under your desk, you're going to see those wires. So wireless is really cool.
And if you're getting a Mini, you know that one of the things you're going to be short on is ports.
That's right.
And that frees up a USB port.
Absolutely. And but remember, though, you can only get this if you have the wireless Bluetooth option.
Correct.
And you can get that either with the $599 Mac Mini or the $699 Mac Mini. But trust me, you'll be happier with the $699 Mac Mini.
Yep.
Here's the thing, and I didn't go out there and look, and I believe we've had a review... I probably should have been a little bit more prepared and looked first, but time was short today, as you well know.
Yep.
Yes, these are $60 each. I mean, that's $120 right there for just your mouse and your keyboard. That's a lot of money, in my opinion. So you might want to look to see what some third-party mice and keyboards you could find that are Bluetooth wireless that will work just fine with the Mac Mini. Bluetooth is a standard now, so, I mean, if it says Bluetooth, it should work with your Mac Mini.
I'm sure you could probably find something cheaper on Small Dog. So
yeah, check out our sponsor, smalldog.com, and I'm sure you'll find something. Next thing we've got is the Mac... I want to say Mac Mini, because you know that's just how I'm used to saying it now. The Mini Tower from PlasticSmith. It can hold a Mini vertically or horizontally, and it has a it has a rubber underbelly, so it does not slip or slide on your desktop, and it's made from flame polished acrylic. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. You remember how the what was it? The G4 Cube. Yeah, G4 Cube. It had the acrylic around it. It kind of looks like that. Not quite. You don't get exactly that look.
Yeah.
But it's along those lines. And it really does look pretty sharp. Mm. The pictures online that I was looking at. And it leaves ports on the back, or space in the back, so you can still get to the port. Mm. And it's got a cut in the front, so you can still get your DVD or CD in there. Yeah. And it looked pretty cool. Mm. And it's only $39.95. And, of course, if you want to find out more information on any of the products we're talking about, check out the show notes for MyMac.com podcast number 36, and I have a link to everything.
Yep. And next, we've got the New Shelf Mini. This is an acrylic mini mount, which mounts the mini under your desk or under a shelf. Now, we've talked about this before. I think when the Mini first came out, we were talking about how cool it would be just to mount it underneath your desk.
And so that's exactly what this does. Yep. And the Mini is so small. And if you've never seen a Mac Mini in person, and if you haven't touched one, if you're just looking on websites and seeing what it looks like, you really don't get the full, what's the word I'm looking for?
The full effect of its size.
Yeah, the full impact of how small this really is. It's a tiny little computer.
Yep. Basically, if you go to your video store or your computer store and you get a 10-pack of DVDs or a 10-pack of CDs, that's basically about the size of it.
Yeah, that's about right. And it's really small. So if you can mount this underneath your desk, talk about even more of a space saver.
Yep.
And it's virtually silent. It really is. I've had mine running for hours and hours and days, and I've never heard a peep from it. So, and of course, our Mac Mini that we have is for the next
Mac Mod.
Yeah. I almost said Iatari Mac, but obviously we're not making another.
The next Mac Mod we're doing.
Yeah. So check out the New Shelf Mini and mount it underneath your desktop. The New Blue Mini. Now, this is really cool.
Yeah.
It's $29.95, and the New Blue Mac Mini has an LED base that is made of clear acrylic. The stellar accessory lights up cool blue for those midnight sessions. Of course, I grabbed the PR right from the website.
Yeah.
Basically, it's another piece of a clear acrylic that goes underneath your Mac Mini, but it's blue. It lights up blue, and the pictures make it look just really cool. Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I went, oh, I kind of want one of those.
Well, you ran those blue lights through your G5 tower.
That's right, so, yeah. And that's basically what this is, but it's just underneath. And you know what? I thought it would look really cool if you had like three or four Mac Minis and put these between each one. That would be sharp. And again, I will provide a link to the website where you can get more information on that on our show notes.
Yep. Next, we've got something that you've looked into already, I think, wasn't it? The Newer Tech Mini Stack?
That's right.
And goes from $99 for an empty enclosure up to $499 for a 500-gigabyte hard drive. And this provides you with a 3 USB 2.0 hub and a switch for FireWire or USB hard disk mode.
Yep. It's got a smart power switch, and basically that means it will power up when you boot up your Mac Mini. Yep. So it doesn't run the whole time. If you already shut down your Mac Mini, if your Mac Mini boots up, this will boot up as well.
And the cool thing about it is it sits right underneath your Mac Mini.
And it's perfectly the same size, dimension-wise, I should say. And it gives you a lot more ports for your Mac Mini, and that's going to be important if you start getting a digital camera or two, a scanner, or maybe a printer, you know, camcorder, all that kind of stuff. And, hey, how about your iPod? You got to plug that in somewhere, so...
Yep.
So it's really neat looking, and we're going to have more information about that in a minute.
So what's next on our list?
We got the Skinit. It's a Mac Mini skin. It's a non-permanent, it sticks non-permanently on your Mini. They have hundreds of designs, but for an extra $4.95, you can upload your own picture or graphic to customize the skin of your Mac Mini. And they run $19.95 basically. Have you seen those for the Mac, the iPods?
Yeah.
You just kind of wrap it around and it kind of gives your iPod a...
unique.
Yeah. I looked on their website. It was really cool looking. I think half the appeal of the Mac Mini is the way it looks already.
Yeah.
But some people like to go all out customization. This is a good way of doing it without permanently etching, you know, a design into your Mac Mini.
So if you wanted to your Mac to match the paint job on, say, your Harley, you could submit that. And
you could
do
it. Yeah. Absolutely. Have a picture of your Harley on there if you wanted.
That's true.
And so, you know, it's $20, and if you got your own picture, figure's $25.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks pretty neat. I haven't, like I said, I haven't tried that out. I wouldn't mind getting one that had like the MyMac logo or something.
Yeah.
Just to check it out, see what it's like. I don't want to spend $25 to do that. So maybe I'll say, hey, we want to review your product and here's the graphic we want.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Now, next we've got the iTV, and this is from Elgato.com. And this device will allow you not only to watch TV on your Mac Mini, but record, edit, send to iMovie or iDVD, and line inputs to convert your VHS to digital files, and much more. This runs $329.
All right. It's basically a PVR for mm-hmm. your... Or PVR? Yes.
Yeah.
No, DVR.
DVR.
Yes.
DVR, digital recorder.
If you want to use your Mac Mini, hook it up to your television, you can do that. But you don't have to sacrifice not being able to watch TV because the computer's hooked up to your television.
Yeah.
This will give you television on your Mac Mini. Now, of course, this is an external device.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that goes... let's be honest. There's no room
to
put anything inside the Mini. But it's an attractive little box, and it will hook up via FireWire right to mm-hmm. your Mac Mini. You can record. You can take those files, burn them to a DVD if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, that's why you want the $699 Mac Mini instead of the cheaper ones that doesn't come with the SuperDrive.
Yep.
It's, you know, the iTV is, I reviewed one quite a while ago. It's been mm-hmm. a while. And I think I did like the first version. It was USB and
mm-hmm.
wasn't the fastest. I've heard really good things about the new iTVs. I'm going to have to get one to take a look.
Yeah.
It's only $329. Of course, that's half the cost of the Mac Mini, but... Really, if you want those...
if you want a digital media hub in your house, use the Mac Mini.
There you go. That's what you're going to need. What do you got? Oh, that's my turn, isn't it?
Yep.
The Belkin USB 2.0 and FireWire hub, very similar to the one we were talking about earlier, the newer tech MiniStack, except the MiniStack, of course, has mm-hmm. an extra hard drive in it. This, the Belkin one, is really thin, and it gives you two more FireWire ports and four USB 2.0 ports. It also has a FireWire and USB port on the front. It's really low profile. You can set it underneath or above
mm-hmm.
your Mac Mini. And it's only $60, $59.99.
Yep.
Ports is, you know, you can never have enough ports on your computer. I can't tell you how many times I've had extra ports and think, I'll never use all these ports, and yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got to buy another hub. I mean, I can't tell you how many people's houses I've gone to and seen... Well, look, they've got a USB hub right there, and it's, you know, six ports, and it's already almost full.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like crap, all these wires going all over.
Yeah.
This is a much more elegant solution. Goes right underneath the Mac Mini. You plug the stuff in the back, but it does have those two in the front, which is handy if you're going to plug in your camcorder. Mm-hmm. Boom, it's right there in the front, because you're not going to leave that plugged into your
yep.
Mac. You can quickly plug it into the front, do what you need to do, unplug it, you're good to go.
Right, and with a Mac Mini, of course, all your ports are on the back side of the computer, which...
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a G4, you know the frustration of having ports on the backside of your computer.
Well, all of them do. I mean, but if you do have those ports in the front, like your G5
right.
does, when we come over here to record the podcast, we need a USB port. We plug it in the front of your G5.
Yep.
If we had to pull your G5 out every time, like we used to with your mm-hmm. G4, it's just a big pain.
It is a big pain.
You gotta get down on your hands and knees, get underneath there.
And of course, you have to use, you know, your best Braille skills to find out where... your actual USB the and good, FireWire port are.
The nice thing about it before was Chad was actually used to getting on his hands and knees, so...
Shut up.
Yes, he was.
Next, we have the EyeSight.
Yeah, Apple's EyeSight.
This is a $149 camera you can hook up, you can use for video conferencing, and really, if you're tired of paying out, you know, the video conferencing fees if you use video conferencing a lot... Pairing up an EyeSight with a Mac Mini is a pretty simple, cheap solution to let you do video conferencing.
Well, you know, it's $149 for the EyeSight. You connect the EyeSight with the iTV and have it hooked up to your television. How cool is that? With a wireless keyboard and a mouse, you can literally be sitting on your couch watching TV
yep.
in one window on your television, and you could be talking to someone in face to face, or not just someone, up to three people.
Yeah.
With the EyeSight and iChat right there on your television, that I think that's just so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you figure $699 for the Mac Mini,
mm-hmm.
$60 for both the wireless keyboard and mouse,
mm-hmm.
$329 for the iTV and $150 for the EyeSight, you're right around the $1,000 range or so.
Yeah,
you've got everything that you need to sit there and have it all. I mean,
yep.
it's awesome. But what about those PC users out there that want to experience the Mac? Well, here's the problem. Some of the old PCs, they already got a monitor, they've already got the mouse, they've already got the keyboard, but what if they want to continue to use their PC? Do they want to unplug everything from the Mac Mini and plug it back into the PC every time they want it? It would be horrible. Well, IoGear has a mini micro USB and KVM switch. Basically, what that allows you to do, it allows you to plug in one keyboard, one mouse, and one monitor to this device. This device then plugs into both the PC and the Mac Mini. So if you're on the PC and you think, oh, you know what, I want to do something on the Mac Mini, which is already running, you push a button on this IoGear KVM switch, and boom, your Mac Mini is now displayed on your screen, and the keyboard and mouse is controlling the Mac Mini. So
that's
you don't have to buy anything else except for the Mac Mini and this KVM switch, and you've got the best of both worlds. You've got a Mac and a PC, and you don't have to buy any additional equipment. You've already got the monitor. You've already got a keyboard and a mouse.
Yep.
You don't need to get all the wireless this and the wireless that and the eyesight this. And the, you don't have to buy all that. If you just want to experience the Mac, the problem with this, though, is if you're going to sit there and use both a PC and a Mac at the same time, basically, you're going to find out pretty quickly why Apple Mac users are so loyal.
Yeah.
And eventually, you're not going to need that KVM switch because the PC is just going to be gone. But some people need a PC to do stuff from work.
Yeah.
I know that my wife, for instance, when she brings work home, you know, she if it's in, like, Microsoft Project there's no way you can do that on a Mac.
Right.
So, this is an excellent way of keeping the clutter down and having the best of both worlds.
Yep.
And best part, $69.95. That's the price right there. Actually, it's cheaper than buying a wireless keyboard and a mouse from Apple.
Yeah.
And it's just a huge time saver and a space saver, so that's always cool.
And finally, of course, if you get a Mac Mini, you're going to want to upgrade that RAM, even though they've upgraded to 512.
Yeah. 512 is a lot of memory. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But you know what? If you're going to start getting into doing some video editing stuff, you're going to need probably more RAM.
Right.
$139, buy an extra gig of RAM from our sponsor, ramjet.com. I'll put a link in it. So if you've got a Mac Mini, whether it's a newer one or one of the ones with the paltry, you know,
256 meg,
update that RAM. If you update the newer one, if you get a new Mac Mini, comes with a 512, $139 more, you've got 1.5 gigabytes of RAM. You can do video editing. You can do everything that you're going to want to do with 1.5 gigabytes of RAM.
Yep.
Unless, you know, you're a super heavy user. But you know what? If that's the case, if you're doing that much video editing,
you're probably not going to want to make
many. You're probably going to want to go with the G5.
Yeah.
So, but that's our feature. That's our, what is it, spotlight? What do we call it?
Our focus segment.
Yeah, I always forget that. I don't know why. I always want to say our feature segment, but it's...
It's feature, focus. It is our feature segment. We just call it our focus
segment. We're focusing
segment.
On our feature.
Yes, we are.
That's right.
Now, we need to focus on our contest.
Yep, we are going to have a contest. This time, you don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to... None of that kind of stuff. It's going to be really simple. All you have to do is send an email to contest@mymac.com, and you are entered. What are they going to be entered into, Chad?
I believe we are going to be giving away a newer tech... Mini stack.
That's right.
Is that correct?
From MacSales.com, we're giving away the 80 gigabyte version. I think that's like $150.
$140. Great deal.
So, and we talked about it a little while ago. It sits underneath your Mac Mini, but surprise, surprise, you don't have to use this with a Mac Mini.
Nope.
Because really, it's going to be an external FireWire hard drive for you if you don't have a Mac Mini. And it's also going to give you more USB ports and more FireWire ports. And it'll sit right on your desktop. Three cords will run up to it, the power cable, USB, and FireWire cable going from your G5 or your iMac or your PowerBook, whatever you have, this is going to work for you. Of course, it will look the best with a Mac Mini because that's what it's designed to go with. But that's just aesthetics. Mm-hmm. It'll work with any Mac, and it'll probably work with a lot of PCs, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're going to give one away, so send a send an email to contest@mymac.com. The only thing you have to do is in the subject line put mini stack. And, of course, you have to send them in on or before.
August 2nd. That's next Tuesday. Well, I don't know what...
Yeah, it would be next
Tuesday.
Yeah.
August 2nd.
August 2nd is the deadline to enter. Up to midnight, August 2nd.
Yep.
Yeah. I won't be awake to get those emails, but I'll check the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we will randomly select And when I say randomly, basically what I do is I copy all the email addresses. Mm-hmm. I bring them into a Word document, print it out, rip it up.
Throw them in a hat.
Well, technically I put it in a bowl than a hat, but, you know. And I just, because I don't really care who wins. Mm-hmm. It's been so long now since we've had a contest. I think it's been close to a month now that we've given anything away.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Anybody's eligible. Usually we say won something within the last 30 days, you're not eligible, because we've given a few things away to the same person. Mm-hmm. I think, wasn't it Jason Hansen won a couple things?
Yeah, he won twice, I think.
Yeah, I think he did. And I know there was somebody else that won twice as well. But hey, that's just the kind of people we are. We like to give free stuff away. Mm-hmm. It makes people loyal, man. I'm listening to that show, man. I got this cool thing from them. And of course, the newer tech, if you're not the winner, you can buy one. Go to MacSales.com. MacSales was very generous to supply us with this newer tech mini stack for giveaway.
Absolutely, yep.
So, you know, thanks go out to them big time. Mm-hmm. Usually, when whoever wins, I will send forward that email address and with their mailing address onto whoever the contest is by. You know, if we're giving away something from, in this case, Mac Sales, I'll send them and they'll ship it to them.
Yeah.
They sent it to me already. Mm-hmm. So we already have the mini stack to give away. Unfortunately, I have to pay for postage because they sent it to me, so thus I have to mail it to the winner.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's probably maybe $5-6 to ship it. Mm-hmm. You know what? If you're going to enter the contest, go ahead and put in your name and your mailing address within the email. That way I don't have to email you back and go, hey, you won, and send me your address. Yep. And
you just listen to the podcast next week and we will announce you.
Yeah, we'll announce you.
So and please be sure to include your address in there.
Yes, just send us your address as well. If you're worried about, I'm not going to sign up for any contest because I'm going to start getting spammed, doesn't happen with us. I don't sell any email addresses to anybody, any spammers, anything like that. And honestly, I just delete the emails after I've picked a winner.
Yeah.
Because I get so much email. The last thing I need is 500 entries for a contest that was 6 months old.
Yeah.
So, of course, you can always download us on the iTunes Music Store's podcasting section. Just do a search for mymac.com, or when you go to our show notes, we have a link directly to the iTunes Music Store and our listings.
Yeah.
For some reason, our graphics still isn't showing up there. And I've talked to a couple different people who sent me the solution, how to get it up there, what kind of code you have to put in there, blah, blah, blah. It's just not working. It's just not showing up. So I got to look into that a little bit more. It's kind of irritating.
Yeah.
And speaking of irritating, Apple is still pretty much promoting the same 20 or so indie podcasts, and they're just not expanding it. I'm like, come on. Give some other people a little bit of attention. I mean, there's some podcasts that's had three shows already. That's it. Three shows, and they're in the top 20. I'm like, give me a break. You can't have that. You can't be that popular that fast. You haven't been around long enough to make a name. And we've been here for over 6 months now, 7 months. And we can't crack that top 20 because Apple's not promoting us. But that's cool. What the heck?
Well, as long as you folks are still listening, that's the only important thing.
That's right. We're going to be here doing it whether we have 50 people or 500 million.
Yep.
Well, if we have 500 million, then we get to come here in our limos and that sort of thing.
Oh, I'd be cool.
So I can hear your dogs barking, so that means it's the end of the show.
Yeah.
Send off feedback to mymacpodcast@gmail.com, as our announcer guy's about to say. We're going to play one quick ad, and we're out of here.
All right, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Attention podcasters. Do you want a more professionally produced sound and image quality to your podcast? If so, you need to contact Adam at Madtown Aces Productions immediately. Madtown Aces Productions. Providing professional quality voiceovers, sweepers, show open and closes, and anything audio for your podcast. Madtown Aces Productions. Fully produced with sound effects and music or simple dry reads that you produce, we can do it all. Madtown Aces Productions. Get noticed and stand out. Madtown Aces Productions, providing quality audio imaging solutions for the podcast community since the dawn of podcasting. Contact Adam at Madtown Aces Productions right now at madtownaces@gmail.com. Once again, madtownaces@gmail.com.
Rock Radio. Rock Radio. Rock and Roll Station.
Madtown Aces Productions. Thanks for downloading the MyMac.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast at our RSS feed at MyMac.com or by visiting the iTunes Music Store's podcast section. please send all feedback to mymacpodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the mymac.com podcast.